We're in the middle of Siman Reish Vav. We are up to Sif Dalet. Dalet and Hey Bezrat Hashem. Dalet is pretty short and to the point. Hey is very difficult, very complicated. It's like drowning in soup again. Very Maisim B'chayom. We'll do our best. Okay, and we have here the Zosar Bracha for clarity. Okay, Reish Vav Dalet. This is kind of based on the halachas of Havdalah. That when you're making the bracha on something, Havdalah, the way we're supposed to make Havdalah officially, is hold, well, I'm a lefty, but if you're a righty, you hold the wine in your right hand and the besamim in your left hand. The first bracha is Bar Priyagafen. Then, when you're going to make the Bar Priyagafen, you switch hands. Because the thing that you're making the bracha on, you hold in your right hand. If you're a righty, if you're lefty, you hold in the left hand. So that's based on a Gemara in Brachas over there. So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Reish Vav Dalet. Kol davar shemavarach alav la'ochlo or la'riach bo tzarech la'ochlo b'mino. Anything that you're making a bracha on to eat or to smell, you need to hold it in your right hand. Kishu mavarach when you make the bracha. Mishra sifkat on yedzayin. So my daughter, Chamaleya, who is in first grade, she learned this halacha, and apparently maybe the girls' school had some mitzvah. I don't know, I never saw a six-year-old do this. She said, okay. She learned in school. She says, I'm making a bracha. I hold it in my right hand, and she made a bracha. It was adorable. Whatever she was eating. Yeah, it was adorable. Okay, that's this halacha. I told her tonight, I'm giving shir on her halacha. Why do we hold it in our hand? So that you can concentrate on that which you're making a bracha on. However, hurak lechatchila, don't lechatchila. But the evidence, birch alav, shahayam munach b'fanav, afin la'achzo klal yotze. But the evidence, if you make a bracha when sitting in front of you, then that's fine. You know, but the evidence, you yotze the bracha. Lechatchila, you should hold it in your hand. Be me no in your right hand, at the time yishim chashivus. Because the right hand is the most chashiv. Uvi eat their yad, and with a lefty, that's me, azlina basa yamina small dide, we go by the individual, and therefore I hold things in my left hand. Came mashim, chidushim, give egg, became mashim, mongan of ram. Vichem b'chol bracha, shemavarachal eiz a mitzah, you make a bracha on a mitzah, yeshu lechos, adab yad yamino, you should hold the mitzah item in your right hand, assuming you're righty, bishas bracha. Now, about derech Kabbalah, there's a Kabbalistic inyan. Do not hold the food on your knife, even if your knife is in your right hand and you have the cucumber, the stabbed cucumber dangling from your knife. That's not the way to make a bracha. Api Kabbalah. So Dirshu brings down from the Ben Ishchai and the Kafa Chaim that it would apply to anything made out of metal, or I don't know if metal is accurate. I think it means maybe Barzel. What's Barzel? Steel, maybe. Iron? Yeah. So they talk even about a fork. And then I saw people extended it to even a spoon. I don't know. To me, it sounds like it's a dinner in stabbing. So stabbing, you can stab with a fork and you can stab with a knife. You can stab with a spoon. And other people talk not even holding the spoon, they're holding the metal. I don't know. It's like a Kabbalistic thing. Whatever it says here, we should try to do more than that. I don't know. When someone, you ask someone to hand you a sefer, you should receive the sefer with your right hand. If you're righty. Pass the sefer, like we just did. Hold on. The Jewish brings down their lefties, all shyly, doesn't know, all suffering. Because sometimes we do things, sometimes the lefty does, the left is like the right, and sometimes not. So here's the whole DN from Chaim Kanievsky. Lay it there. Okay, that is Sif Dalet. Now we are up to Sif Hey. Okay, I don't know if we're going to be able to finish this. Okay, tomorrow will be now that we finish the Siman. So, whatever we do. We definitely going to need the Zosa Bracha. If we don't get to it today, we'll finish it up tomorrow. Okay, Reish Vav Hey. Now, Reish Vav Hey is directly parallel to Yoredeh Yud Tes Hey, Yud Tes Vav. Yoredeh Simin Yud Tes Hilchos Shechita is the halachos of the bracha of Shechita. And there's many similarities there between the end of Reish Vav and the end of Yud Tes in Yoredeah. There, here we're talking about a bracha on a, whatever it is, on an apple, let's say, on fruit. And they were talking about a bracha on the shechita, on shechting the animals. So let's just jump right in.
A person should not make a bracha, not on food and not on drink, until it is brought in front of him.
If he did make a bracha, if it was not brought in front of him, he made the bracha and then it came in front of him, he has to make another bracha. Now, what does that mean? So let's see the Mishabura. It does not mean what it sounds like. No, it's not true. Let's see. If you made a bracha and then it was brought in front of you, you have to make another bracha. Even if you had kavana to make a bracha on this food item, if it was not in front of you, it doesn't count. Again, we have to stick it out to the end to see what this really means. Kevan she'oz lohoyu lefanav, since the food item is not in front of you, lohoyu la bracha amalachu, the bracha, there is nothing there for the bracha to be chal on, and therefore the bracha doesn't count. Now, the poskim all ask, what about you go to a stream of water? The water is in front of you. You make a bracha, shahakol, to drink the water. You don't put it in a cup. But now, the water that's in front of me that I made the bracha on, it's already downstream. The bracha that I'm gonna, the food that I'm gonna end up drinking came from upstream. So it's not exactly in front of me when I made the bracha. Yet that is okay. So says the Mishnah. It's not similar to the stream of water that we're going to discuss tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, in Sivav. The Hasim over there in Sivav by the stream of water came, and the water, unless you're dealing with Pius Yamsuf or going through the Yardane, water goes from upstream to downstream. It just keeps flowing. So even though the water that you're making the bracha on, or the water that you're going to end up drinking, is not in front of you right now, but it's for sure going to be here when I drink. It's as if the water is in front of me right now, even though it's not right in front of me, because it's going to be in front of me. That's not the case over here, because here you are dependent upon others. But what does it mean, dependent upon others? Sounded like what he's saying, if the food is not in front of me, I'm not yotze. I make a bracha, I make a bracha, and then I open up the fridge. The food's not in front of me, so I'm not yotze. The answer is, you see from the Amas Amayim, I am Yotze. Because the Chatchila, it should be in front of me, the Chatchila should be in my hand. But it's not in my hand, and it's not in front of me, but if I know it's in the fridge, or I know it's in the junk cabinet, I make a permanent Mizonos, and then I open up the cabinet, take my pick, which yummy Mizonos we're gonna eat. So it's not the proper way of doing these, but the bracha counts, because I know that there's food in the cabinet, I know that there's food in the fridge when I made my bracha. And here he emphasizes Toy Bedas Acherim. So when he talks about Hevi Uhu Lefanov, they brought it in front of him, it means you're talking about food that does not belong to me. It's not mine. So if I make a bracha and it's not mine, and I don't know if I'm going to get it, so even if I end up getting the food, it sounds like the bracha is not valid. So the common example is the wise guy kid who wants to get some chips out of his parents or out of his roommate or whatever, and he makes a bari priya dhamma and says, expecting to get the chips. So it would sound like from here that you're not yotze. For two reasons. I don't remember what I saw. It sounds like you're not yotze. One is because, okay, then it is in front of him, but it's not his. Now, hey, when I pressure you to give me something that you don't want to give me, that's called gezel. It's a fancy, it's a politically correct or incorrect way of stealing. It's basically just, I'm forcing you to give me something you don't want to give me. I'm not allowed to do that. And I'm not even allowed to make a bracha on something that's stolen. That's problem number one. Problem number two is he might not give it to me. He doesn't have to give it to me because I'm a dummy and I make a bracha without, that should be my problem. So I would think that bracha is levatola, and even if he gives you the chips, you have to make another bracha, it doesn't count. That's what I think. The other thing's that. However, I have two problems there. One is Piskei Tshuva seem to say the opposite. Piskei Tshuva said the opposite. Even in that case, even though it's wrong, if it's chutzpedik, the bracha is valid. I don't know why. I remember the details. Now, there'd also be a difference if you're dealing with your parent or you're dealing with your roommate, because your parent, it's not called stealing.
But by your roommate, it's mamish. He doesn't have to give you his, he doesn't owe you his chips, and he may not want to give it to you, and that's really, so I don't remember the details that they brought down. The other kasha I have, this is interesting. Rav Nemezal in his Sichot talks about the bracha that we say in the Shemoneh Esrei and Yom Kippur is Baruch Atah Hashem HaSolech VaMochel, Hashem who forgives all our avirus. How can you make a bracha? Hashem forgives all our avirus. You don't know if Hashem is forgiving all your avirus. So Rav Nemezal gives the mashal, it's like the kid who makes the bracha, the bar pri adama. His parents won't give him the chips. He makes the bar pri adama. They don't want it to be a bracha batala. They give him the chips. So I always thought, like, but the chips case is not good. It's a bracha levatal. Maybe if it's a parent again, maybe it's different. So the bottom line, the ma'isa is not an appropriate thing to do. Is it mamash bracha levatala? I don't know. I would think it is. I have to look at Piskei Tshuvos again because he seems to say that it's not. But what you do see from here clearly is it's something that's totally b'das acherim. But if I make a bracha and the food's in the fridge or it's not in front of me but it's in my house, it belongs to me and I have the ability to go get it, that's b'dieved, that bracha is fine. It's in the cabinet. I take it out of the cabinet after the bracha. So b'diavad, it's fine. Because A, it is muchan lefana. The ain't not totally b'das acherim. And I don't need anybody. It's not. It's mine. Anything that's going to come to me could go. Let's say I'm in the living room and I make a bracha and then I go into the kitchen and see what matches my mizonos. Again, it's not the appropriate way of doing things, obviously. But yeah, the bracha is good because it's my house and I'm entitled to take the
mizonos. You don't even need kibana on what you're going to eat.
Okay, that's the complicated part of this. Sif, we're going to get there. So kugon shu bechedah samachol gam ki in tzach lach zavach ach v'chadchila. So certainly the chadchila bevade yesh li yizahar bazeh. You should be careful with this. Echad mitam hefsek. One, because we already said it's a hefsek. You're supposed to eat right away. V'od the chadchila mitzvah lechos b'yad b'shatz habracha. The chadchila you should hold in your hand what you're going to eat. And here shu footnote 40 brings down from Rav Scheinberg that let's say you go to a water fountain. So it's better to press the button on the water, have the water come out, make the bracha while the water is coming out. Now, you could compare it to waste of water, we have a drought, we have no water, okay. I don't know. He seems to think that you should do. And I have a story, I was...
To make sure the water is going to come?
So I was once in high school, I think it was in high school. It was in a high school building, I don't know if I was post-high school or in high school. And I made a shahako, and there was no water in the water fountain. The water fountain wasn't working. So I was on the fourth floor, so I ran down to the water fountain on the third floor. No water. I mean, I don't know. Like that might really be a problem, even with the other. I'm still not. No, I'm not sure. I mean, it's all the same pipe, same water. Anyway, so that's definitely a reason to know. No. So if that's the reason, you just press the button, it works. Now I make a bracha. He's saying no, because the water is really supposed to be in front of you when you make the bracha, so that it is recognizable what you're making the bracha on. Making bracha on this water.
Even though the amas mayim problem.
Well, it's clear by the Amas HaMayim, I'm making it on the water. Just not this drop of water, it's that right. Drop of water. Okay, so l'chatchila, the food should be in front of you, you should hold it, but as long as it's accessible to you, the bracha is valid. Aval. Mishabirach al peros shelafanov. Someone made a bracha on peros that are in front of him. The achigach haivilo yosim osu hamin. And then they brought him more fruit. He's making a bracha on apples, and then they're bringing him more apples. Oh, mimin acher. They're bringing him oranges. Shebechasa kibrekas arishon. Something that's a bar pia eight. Eino tzarech levarech. He does not need to make another bracha.
It
doesn't answer anything.
And it's not even his own.
It doesn't answer anything. If humongous Mishabrut is here, it's a balagan and a half and three quarters. It doesn't answer anything. Let's see. Okay. Mishabrut sifkat and chaf. Right. This is your shadow. You discussed with the water and the coffee, right? This is it. It means he made a bracha on two apples, and then someone brought him either more, according to the Mechaber, more apples or oranges. He doesn't have to make another bracha. Hainu. Now, there is a difference we're going to see whether I'm still in the middle of eating the apples that I made the bracha on or I finished the apples. There's a chiluk. We'll have to put that on the side. Vine, midibri ha-rama. Okay, we didn't do the Rama, so let's see the Rama. Haga, note, says Rama. V'tov v'zor lechatchila, li'oz daito al kol mashi avyulo. A person lechatchila should be careful to have in mind that when he makes a bracha, the bracha is going on anything that is brought his way that has this bracha. So says the Mishnah Berurah. Sounds like, according to the Rama is telling you, have kavana, to include other things that are going to come later. Sounds like he holds that the Mechaber is not saying that. I have two apples in front of me. I make a bar pe'a eitz on my one or two apples, let's say. Stam das, no explicit das to cover additional apples or oranges. The Amina we say, Dizabe ki ilu asim beferish. It's as if I had an explicit das and kavana and made a tnai. Shimavilo ochi ochal gamen. That if someone brings me more, I'm going to eat more. Mishum shekein derech ha'adam. This is a famous phrase. This is the normal way of people. Lichnos me'achile ketan al-gdol. People start eating a little bit and they end up eating a lot. Ella, im kein hayadaito behedya, unless he had explicit das the other way. I'm on a diet, I'm only eating one apple only, that's it. And then someone brings in a juicy, I don't know what, mango. Or he finished eating, he said, that's it, I'm full, I'm not eating another stitch. Right, then comes in the mango. Oh, she gamar achilasu, huskam bedaato, he decided in his mind, shalol lechol od. Then he changed his mind. Then he will have to make another bracha. Okay, so from this Mishnah Berurah, it says like this. They brought more fruit later, it's okay. Even if I've already finished my first fruit, they brought their fruit after I finished, that's okay. And even if, according to the Mechaber, even if I had stam das, no explicit das. And the Rama is saying, the chatchila, I should have explicit das to include anything that might come. Unless I have explicit das that I'm not eating anymore, either I'm only making bracha on this, I'm only eating this, or I had stam das, but then when I finished, it said, zo, meal over. Just like we saw Kufayin Tes by Birkas HaMazon. If I totally decide that my meal's over, then my meal's over. Abal Tfila is not here. Okay. Mishibura Sifkat and Chaf Aleph. Or they bring me min acher, a different, meaning not more apples, but a different type of fruit. Ubavachi and min peros. Has to be a type of fruit. Why? No, yeah, I know. I think what he means, it has to be a fruit, let's say, and not a nut. It has to be something similar. Same type. The birch al dagim. If you make a shekel on fish, then they bring you a beer, shum in achel gamer, which is a totally different type of food. Af shebirchas ein shabbos, even though they both have the same bracha, mikomakom einam niftarim bebirchas abestama. If I make a stam bracha on fish, it does not include the beer. Elim kenei daito behedya, unless my das is explicitly lifter osam ba bracha, explicitly to cover the beer as well. O shehoyu lefanav al kopanav al shulchan b'shal shebir, or it was sitting on the table when I made the bracha. To be continued tomorrow.